And someone called my show yesterday about this. Fox News is reporting that there was a shooting in Dallas, Texas, on either yesterday or the day before. Fort Worth, Texas. A Fort Worth police officer was jailed on murder charges. Aaron Dean was revealed to be the officer involved in the shooting of Athena Atatiana Jefferson over the weekend. Atatiana was shot early Saturday after police were summoned to her home after a neighbor who reportedly seen Jefferson's front door open made the call. And her door was open at 3 a.m. in the morning, and a black guy called the cop because he was concerned. Who leave their door open at 3 a.m. in the morning, right? And the murder charges against the officer was made public hours after the officer had already resigned from the force. Here is a quick news report on that.
Aaron Dean was arrested around 6 o'clock this evening. It's unclear if Fort Worth police officers were actually the ones that arrested him or perhaps another agency. But what we know for sure, according to jail records, is it is Fort Worth police who are bringing these charges, this murder charge, against him. And just
we feel and understand your anger and your disappointment.
Sorry doesn't cut it.
Amazing.
The entire city needs to surround this young man.
So I have with me Ernest Owens. He's a journalist and a regular on CNN, CEO of Ernest Media Empire. And I wanted to talk to Ernest for a few minutes about this situation, other things as well. Ernest, thank you for coming on. Joe, you can put me on now.
Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I appreciate you coming on. I wanted to get a little feedback from you about this shooting in Fort Worth, and now this officer has been charged with murder. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a part of a lot of strings of unarmed people of color being killed extrajudicially by law enforcement. In this situation, I don't know if this usage of force caused for this woman to die. Actually, it didn't. And I think that there's not enough information that I think warrant the type of level of force in this case that would cause such an untimely death. And so I think what we need here is accountability. What we need here is to get to the facts. And I think that in this case, given that, you know, there doesn't seem to be a really strong suspicion that would have warranted this type of abuse of force, I think that the arrest was necessary.
The officer, was he a white guy?
I believe so, yes.
And the woman that was killed, was she black?
Yes, she was.
Do you think that a white officer decided, I'm going to take this call and go out and kill a black woman?
I don't think that we should be discussing intention. I think we should be discussing impact. At the end of the day, whatever was going through his head, a mother, someone who was innocent, someone who pretty much was just living her life, had her life taken away from her by someone who made a decision that police suspicion to be something that's worthy of making an arrest. So in my opinion, I don't really want to assess whether or not the motives behind why this officer did what he did. But in this situation, a life was lost. And I think there should be some accountability.
Do you believe that this white officer decided to take this phone call? Someone calling in, a black man calling us in, and the neighbor's door is open. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I am concerned. Send someone out. Do you think this white officer decided, I'll take that call, and I'm going to go and kill myself, a black woman, in her home? You think that was his motive at all?
Again, I'm not going to talk about the motivations or what draw. I was not there. But again, at the end of the day, the facts of what we know thus far is that this woman was unarmed. There does not seem, there has not been anything to suggest that there was anything criminal going on in that house. And again, impact trumps intention. And so at the end of the day, what is lost is this young black mother who lost her life extrajudicially by excessive police force.
Do you believe this white officer should have been charged and arrested for murder?
Yes.
You do. Why do you Absolutely. Think that when you don't know the motivation of the officer? Why would you think that?
I think that it's fair enough that there is charges. Now, I do believe they deserve a trial. Everybody deserves a day in court. So we will see what happens with the trial. But as of right now, there has not been enough information. And you already know, you should already know that police even being charged for these types of calls is very rare. And so for the fact that the police is charging him, I'm shocked that he's even being charged. Because normally what happens is there typically is a situation where they will do everything in their power to say, hey, there's nothing suspicious here. There's no criminal activity here. So for there to be an immediate response like this, there's some red flags. And even the police department is suspicioning there's something going on. Now, whether or not they will be found guilty of murder, because we see that happen, right? We saw that just happen, right?
No, we didn't.
We've seen situations where, like, I mean, you're looking at Amber, right, who did not get the same sentence. You know, the officer who was off duty, who was found
I want to ask this. It's been reported that the neighbor of this woman called and said that her door was open. The neighbor's door is open. He was suspicious and concerned. It's sure. open at 3 o'clock in the morning. So he called the cops okay. to come out in a neighborhood that is questionable anyway. And when you get there, as you can see with the video cam, that the door is wide, the door is open, it's dark in there. So the officer goes around to the side, look through the window, and see someone there. Hold up your hands. Stand up. Hold your hands up. She holds her hands up with a video game in her hand. And he says to throw that down. And he didn't know if it was a gun or not. What was the officer? What was the officer to do? Ask her to have tea?
You can't say that. See, what you can't do is that just saying.
I can't say it because that's what's being reported, that the woman stood up with a video game in her hand in a dark room, and the cop did not know if it was a gun or not.
But if we know it was a video game.
But he didn't know that at night. This woman's standing up with this in her hand, and she's black, too. And you know, most black people hate cops.
Well, that's not a fair assessment.
It's true. It's a true one.
You could argue that research suggests that white officers have racial bias towards black people.
No, it doesn't show that.
Situations. I mean,
that's not true. Research does not show that white officer.
There is a report.
Ernest.
Hey,
Ernest. Research does not show that white officers have bias against black people.
There is countless times that you can know the number of stop and frisk. How many numbers of black and brown people are getting stopped and frisked and racially profiled at higher rates than their white counterparts, whether it's police car stops, whether it's...
I want to go back to what's being reported. Does it make a difference to you? Does it make a difference to you? It was 3 o'clock in the morning, dark inside the house, door open. The cops go around to the back. Look through the window. Tell this woman to hold her hands up. Stand up, hold your hands up. She has a video game in her hand. The cop doesn't know if it's a gun or not. Does that make a difference to you?
At the end of the day, like I said before, there was nothing. I mean, this whole 3 o'clock at night suspicion. People live in private properties. They live in their own houses. They live in their own neighborhoods.
I'm asking, does that make a difference to you in this case?
There was nothing outside of some nosy neighbor's suspicion that...
It wasn't a nosy neighbor. The door was open at 3 o'clock in the morning.
A door open at 3 o'clock does not warrant a police officer to come in and shoot someone unarmed.
Does having a video game in her hand... In a dark home, does that warrant that?
Okay. No, it does not. It does not.
I'm sorry?
It does not warrant that. If a person is playing a video game in their house at 3 o'clock at night, that's their privacy.
How about when the cop arrived at night, it's been reported that was a gun on the window sill, according to the Fort Worth police. Does that matter?
I don't know all the information, but I will tell you
if it's true, does it matter?
Your hands up.
If it's true, does it matter?
Nothing to do with the incident at hand. If the person.
If it's true, does it matter?
No,
Amazing. Why?
Gun to have a right to.
Why is it that whenever
it's a gun that owns, if the person owns a gun, they have a right to bear arms. You should know that, right?
They do have a right to.
If the gun was in their possession, if they owned the gun, they have a right to it. They didn't have a gun that night. They didn't have a gun in their hand. It does not justify it.
And so if a cop show up at night on a call like this and tell this woman in her dark room to raise her hand, she holds her hands up with a video game, does the cop have a right to protect himself? Or should he allow someone to kill him?
That wasn't the case. The question is,
should he allow himself to be killed?
At the end of the day, the police thought it was warranted to charge this individual for murder, as they should.
They only did that because they're afraid of the blacks.
They have not. Because
I promise you, the white cops are only doing that in Fort Worth, Texas, because they're afraid of the blacks. And you know that white people are afraid of black people.
I think that black people are rightfully afraid of white people. Because
that's not true. Black people are not afraid of white people.
This white officer just shot and killed an unarmed black woman. And I don't see stories of black cops killing white people for the same type of situation. I don't.
Let me ask this.
The story you have of a black officer killing an unarmed white person at the same level that white officers kill unarmed black people.
Because white people, you know why? Because white people don't, most white people are not radical and angry and out of control. So when they're stopped by the cop, they don't hate cops. So they follow the instructions of the cops. So you don't have to kill them. But when blacks are stopped by the cops, they carry on. You know how black people carry on.
Jesse, have you ever been stopped by the police? I have. You have?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do anything to scare them?
No, Jesse? I followed the instructions. I'm not the average black person. I don't have that hatred of white people. But let me ask, had this cop been a black cop and then the exact same thing that this white cop has been accused of, would you people still be out there protesting, calling for his death?
Well, I don't know why you're saying you people, because I'm a journalist. I don't protest these types of situations. I look at them, I observe them. At the end of the day, to be quite honest with you, anytime any law enforcement kills someone unarmed, it is an injustice, whether the officer is white or black. Let's be honest. Look at a complicit system that is—
Well, why are you prejudging the situation with this white cop?
The judge is that I'm looking at impact—
Why are you prejudging?
Don't put words in my mouth.
You're prejudging the situation. You're not just a journalist. You're prejudging.
I think I'm not prejudging it.
Yes, you are.
I haven't even publicly until now on this show has weighed in. I do think that the way the information is thus far, it warranted for them to be charged for murder. Now, do you disagree with the police department's assessment?
Yes.
Are you going against what the police agreed here?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Because I know that white people are afraid of black people. And because this is a white on black situation, this guy's life is over. His career is over. Whether he's innocent or not doesn't matter to the blacks.
This woman was innocent and this woman's life is over. So do you think?
But you're prejudging. I thought you were a journalist.
Judging, I'm asking, do you believe this woman's life is worth dying? Do you think she deserved to die?
I think that she should have not, if it's true that she held her hands up with a video game in her hand at 3 o'clock in the morning in a dark room, and her house is open. It could have been a robber. It could have been a murder.
The cop didn't know
the condition. And I think that because of what she did, she brought this up on herself.
You thought that she's the cause of her death.
Yeah, she brought it up on herself based on the information. Let me ask Ernest, do you love white people?
I love everybody who loves me.
Do you love white people?
If white people love me, if there are white people that love me and respect me, I love them too.
Ernest,
if there are black people who don't love me and respect me, I do not love them. I do not respect them either.
Ernest,
I'm an equal opportunity lover and offender.
Ernest, do you love white people?
I love white people that love me.
Do you love white people?
Black people that love me.
Ernest. Ernest, you're a journalist. I'm asking you one simple question. Do you love white people?
I love white people that love me.
Amazing. And is it true you are calling for the abolishment of Columbus Day?
Yes, I am.
And why is that?
Because historically, you know, we know that, number one, Christopher Columbus did not discover America. We also know historically—
That's not true, by the way.
Well, come on, Jesse. Like, come on. Like, we can disagree. We can have a disagreement of opinions. We can't disagree about facts.
He did discover America. Did you go to school?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Did they tell you that someone else discovered America? That's why you believe that?
Well, who was on the United States? Who was
I'm asking you that your university you went to, did they tell you that someone else discovered America? That's why you believe that?
Yes, there were natives.
Go and get your money back. They lied to you, buddy.
There were natives there. Come on.
Go get your money back. Those Indians that was here, hey, the Indians that was here, it wasn't America. It wasn't the United States of America. They were sitting around smoking pot and killing one another.
Sure, they had created a whole society and cultivation of jewels and riches that he exploited, in addition to raping people and spreading smallpox. Let's be very clear about Columbus's.
This is what I don't understand, and by you being a journalist, maybe you can help me understand. He hung up? Oh.
No, I'm here.
Ernest.
I'm here. Yes.
I have noticed that black people, not all, but most, black people don't build, but they destroy. And I noticed that everywhere they go, in their neighborhoods, in other people's companies, in entertainment world, wherever they are, they destroy. And I have realized that the only purpose for black people on earth today is to destroy and not build. Can you tell me an area or anything that majority of black people have agreed with and it is good?
Well, I would say politically, we have been on the right side of the tracks when it comes to civil rights, when it comes to women's rights.
In what way?
In the fact that you would not be able to have your show.
That's not true.
Right now.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Had it not been for the civil rights.
I want to know, majority of black people ever built in the last 70 years?
Are you talking about globally, or are you talking about...
Let's do America. I don't know about... I know they've screwed up around the world, but... let's talk about America.
That we have really significantly...
Let me ask.
...the entire dollar of this country as far as we are the highest growing base. Black women are the highest growing base of getting higher education right now in this country.
No, because they're letting them in, not because they're earning it.
Okay, so where's...
Black women are not that smart, man. Black women are not that smart. But let me ask.
Okay, so... A lot of internalized anti-blackness here.
Ernest, let me ask, within the last 70 years, is there anything good that majority of black people have stood for, supported, or built, or anything? Can you name one thing that was right and good that most black people have stood for?
Yeah, advancing civil rights in this country.
That's true.
You asked me my opinion, so you don't believe it. I disagree with you. We can move on to the next topic.
They have stood for so-called same-sex marriage and abortion, and so-called women's rights.
Black
people have not. I'm sorry.
You know, white people has furthered LGBTQ movement.
Yeah, there are a few crazy white people involved too, but majority of black people,
they as well have done it. I mean, I don't see how you're just going to act like, you know, I mean, there has been people that's been progressive across the board, won't you say?
Majority of black people, but you would agree that majority of black people are on the side of evil. They don't stand for good at all, right?
I agree with that. I just think you generalize internalized anti-blackness by saying that. How do you say something like that?
You say what now?
Internalized anti-blackness. How do you say that?
What does that mean?
Well, I would say that level of self-hatred brought upon you by mass hysteria and a discomfort with your identity. And it seems like that's what's going on here.
How come when there are black people that are standing for good, the majority of black people are against them as well? When the blacks stand for what is right, majority of black people, they attack anyone that's on the side of good. Why is that?
I don't agree with your assessment. I don't even think that's the case. I mean, when you think about, where are you on, like, just the scale of why do you think it's a black thing? I mean, white people do a lot of these similar things that you're trying to say is this black phenomenon. I don't know why you're so pressed about it, about, you know, dehumanizing and negatively stereotyping black people.
Because I grew up in a time where black people were decent people. When they got married, they knew right from wrong. I'll tell you in a minute. They didn't hate their neighbors. They didn't blame white people for their problems. They were not begging for reparations and affirmative action. They were not. The men were men and not thinking and acting like women. The men led the women in the right way to go. They didn't blame white people for their problems. And that was before the stupid, dumb civil rights movement started. And the blacks started following the so-so civil rights leader and just went to hell. Do you believe that white police officers are racist toward black people?
I think that there has been enough data and information that has suggested that there is some level, a high level of racial bias that is happening in arrests, mass incarcerations, stop and frisks, and so forth.
Do you believe that most white cops are racist toward black people?
I'm not going to go into what I think. I think that the data speaks for itself. Who reads the new Jim Crow, anyone who looks at any of the data that has been shown consistently, there is a showing of data that shows that white officers exponentially kill unarmed black people at higher rates than people within their own race.
That was a Philadelphia study that came out, and it says that blacks and Hispanic cops are more likely than white cops to shoot unarmed black suspects. What do you say about that?
I think everyone is more likely to shoot.
Why don't you people protest when blacks do it? Why don't you people protest?
I think everyone protests against the police.
No, why don't you people protest when black people kill black people?
What are you talking about? I mean, where have you been? Do you? I mean, you know what's crazy is that the thing about people who are not. I mean, when is the last time you talked to a black person outside of me this morning, Jesse? Yourself.
I talk to them every day, buddy.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out why don't you people protest when black cops kill black people?
I think we do.
You
listen, how do you know?
Because
you came starting this show citing Fox News. That was your first red flag. You started off citing Fox News.
And your point is what?
Be clear.
And your point is what?
Is that you are listening, you're consuming, and I feel bad for you. And I think what I've come to learn is that it's not so much that, you know, your opinion. I mean, this comes from a place that I think you need to unpack. I think you need to talk to somebody, Jesse.
Ernest, one other question. I noticed that when these black people get in these situations with the cops and they get killed, arrested, or whatever, that you people come out the woodwork as though it happened to you. Are you every black person? What made you people come out the woodwork as though it's happening to all black people rather than recognizing that it only happened to that person? And it had nothing to do with you people.
Okay.
But whenever it's a white on black situation, why do you people come out the woodwork as though you are every black person?
Well, let's start off with this. You have just said that you yourself has been stopped and frisked. And you said you didn't do anything wrong.
That was a job. I respect the cops. I love the cops.
Okay. You love the
cops. Cops are not racist.
Okay, Jesse. What I will say is that it's about...
What was wrong with me being stopped and frisked? What was wrong with that?
Well, do you feel like you were the only person getting stopped and frisked at the time?
Yeah, because I'm one person, so I was the only person at the time, yes.
Do you think that your white counterparts that work with you get stopped and frisked?
Yes.
They get stopped and frisked?
Oh, yes. Oh, they get stopped and frisked.
Really? Well, that's an eye-opener. Because data shows that higher rates of us get stopped and frisked without...
Well, that's because you people are out of control. Somebody got to contain you.
Do you consider yourself black, Jesse?
As the ace of space. But let me ask. I want to know, why do you people come out as though these things are happening to you instead of... especially when it's white on black.
It can't happen to us. It has happened to us. And I think that's the part I want to be clear about, is that there's a level of empathy in any community, should be, right, when something happens. When a white girl goes missing, you don't say, why do them white people worry about why she's missing? Because any community that sees something happen to one person, it can happen to them. And so it's about having empathy and having a collectiveness, like the civil rights movement.
You know what?
You'd rather us still be having Jim Crow laws the way you sound.
Grew up under the Jim Crow laws.
And that's unfortunate.
No, it's not. It's fortunate. I grew up in Alabama. I grew up on a plantation in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws. And blacks have more common sense than the blacks today. They have none.
They didn't have as many rights.
What?
They didn't have as many rights.
And that's why you people should be acting better today than men. But you guys are out of control. You have no morals, no values. Most black people... Ernest.
Do you see... Hey, Jesse, what do you think about the rise in white nationalism and white supremacy in this country?
No such thing.
You don't believe it?
No.
You don't believe it, Jesse?
No. I know that...
You see that?
Hey, Ernest, I know that there are white... Because white people are the most hated people on this side of heaven today, and all the losers are accusing the whites for their failure to deal with life. And I know that there, I'm asking you a question. Hold on. I do know that there are some white young men who are starting to get angry because they're feeling, you know, they know the way that they're being treated is unfair, and they're coming out fighting in the wrong way. But as far as white supremacists, if there was white supremacists, there would be no Ernest.
Supremacist.
I'm sorry?
My question.
So what?
Are you defending white supremacy right now?
It doesn't exist.
So you don't think white supremacy exists?
No. Not only do I not think it, it doesn't exist. Do you think black supremacists exist?
No, Jesse.
Why not? You don't think black supremacists exist?
You don't believe white supremacy exists.
Are you serious?
There is no reporting from any legitimate, credible news sources that use the word black supremacy. But you're
because they're afraid to. They're afraid to.
They're afraid to.
But they're afraid of radical blacks.
They're not afraid to kill unarmed black people, though.
There are more whites being killed by blacks than blacks being killed by whites.
You know what? Okay.
Ernest, that's a fact. So you need to go check it out if you're a media source.
All right.
Check out the FBI stats. You would see that that's a fact.
You support that too, don't you?
One last question. Do you think this police officer there in Fort Worth will get prison time because of these false allegations against him?
I think that what we've learned on a ratio that doesn't happen, unfortunately.
I'm hoping that it doesn't.
I hope that justice is served.
I hope this guy does not lose his career, his life, because of radical blacks in Fort Worth, Texas.
I don't know about no radical blacks, but
all you guys are radical.
Sure. I will tell you this, though. I think you're more radical for white supremacy and defending that thing. If you're more radical than, listen.
It doesn't exist, Ernest.
I interviewed some radicals. You are on some radical anti-blackness right now.
Are you a Christian?
I am not.
I didn't think so. You're an atheist, right?
No, I'm a deist.
You a deer?
A deist.
What's that?
A deist is a person that believes in a higher being, but they don't attribute it to a denomination. So I do believe there's something. I just don't attribute it to Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, or whatnot.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
There's God. I don't necessarily.
Do you believe in God?
I believe that there's a God. Yes.
Do you believe
necessarily attribute to?
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
You believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in a God. Yes.
No, do you believe in God?
Okay, sure, whatever that means.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
You do? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Ernest, thank you for coming on, man. How can people check you out?
I don't even know if I want to put... Well, I mean, listen, I've been on shows like this, and the followers are crazy, and they're going to probably be crazy today. But I give. So my handle is at Mr. Ernest Owens on Twitter. So you could just put in the at sign. You could put in Mr. MRERNESTOWENS. You know, Jesse, I know you're probably not a white supremacist. You claim you're not a white supremacist.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, you don't say it exists. Well, your imaginary non-existing white supremacist followers, you know, they cut it up.
How about black supremacist followers?
Well, I don't know.
You people are acting like black supremacists right now in Texas over this innocent officer doing his job.
All right. But if you don't believe in white supremacy, you can't believe in black supremacy.
Why is it that you people don't get mad like this with black-on-black crime? And why don't you go protest? And why don't you insist that the blacks who are killing one another, why don't you insist that they go to jail?
Better question. What do you think about white people that's shooting other white people in these mass shootings that's taking place? What about that white on white crime?
They should be punished for that.
Talk about that punishment. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But why don't you people do something, get all excited and pumped up with black on black crime?
A lot of people are doing a lot of
community work. No, you're not. Why don't you get pumped up?
Listen, Jesse, racial bias.
That doesn't exist.
Okay, you don't believe it, but it distorts it because you don't even know. I suggest you go out to some communities. Come out to Philadelphia and Baltimore with a lot of anti-blackness packed up and stored away somewhere in Alabama. And come down here in these communities, and you will see there are tons of people out here talking about this more than anything else. They're just not getting the proper spotlight.
Oh, I just thought about something, and then I got to go. One last question. If black people acted like decent people when stopped by the cops— when they follow the instructions of the cops, do what they say, would they be getting killed, you think?
I think that we have learned that no matter what a black person has...
No, that's not what I asked you. If they acted like decent people when stopped by the cops, would they still be arrested or killed?
So here's your question. No matter what they do, they still will be arrested.
That's not what I ask. If they acted like decent people...
Listen. I'm telling you that there have been situations where people have, quote unquote, not acted decently according to what you would define as decency, and there's people who have. And in each situation, we have seen similar results. So I would say it doesn't matter.
Amazing.
Doesn't matter.
Well, Ernest, thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. That was Ernest Owens. He is a journalist and regularly appear on CNN. He is CEO of the Ernest Media Empire. Check him out. See what you think. Amazing.